This week on Not Well, we talk about
trans porn,
dumbass Republicans,
Moms for Liberty, aka Lesbians for Liberty.
What's his name? Not Matthew Shepard, but what's his name?
Mike Knowles.
Mike Knowles and his gay ass.
We talk about gay face.
Gay face is so fucking real. We also talk about where we're going on our trip, New Orleans.
We talk about social media banning content for you not to see.
And we overall just shit on everyone. This week on Not Well.
What exactly are we supposed to be doing at work between now and Christmas? Everybody's talking about decking the halls, but I'm about to deck a bitch. I'm ding dong done. Done.
We're done.
Ding dong done.
You ready? Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Not Well. I'm Bobby.
I'm Jim.
Thank you for joining us on another. Well, hopefully this will be Wednesday, but it depends if I get lazy tonight. And it might be Thursday. And I probably will get lazy. It depends.
Honey.
Honestly, we just switch to Thursdays for now.
Thursdays are good, too. Thursdays are a great day. They lead into the weekend.
Lead into the Friday. So that gives you one last little boost before your Friday.
Well,
make sure you call us 614-721-5336. Leave us a message. Email us. She's not doing so well at gmail.com.
Now, I've been told there are zero voicemails.
There is one today.
Okay. Oh.
We got a voicemail. Yeah. So also make sure we have a lot of new listeners, by the way. We were like on a very major uptick, especially on our YouTube.
I want to welcome you to the first week of listening and probably your last.
Or maybe this is
they're going to stick around.
Or did they start at one?
Go back, bitch.
Go back. I mean, our voicemail today is a little interesting. I will say that because it's going to make you dig in your And your crawl dad. Speaking of
New Orleans.
New Orleans. We decided on a trip.
We booked.
January 17th through the 21st.
That's right.
New Orleans. French Quarter. We'll see you there. Pack your bags, bitches. Only if you're hot.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense, but we'll meet any of you. But
I've been told that I have a face for radio, but
we'll get into that.
We'll get into that.
But yeah, we're going to New Orleans. We decided that we needed to be little whores in the French Bayou.
I've never been, so I'm
excited.
I'm a nervous Nelly.
Don't be nervous. Are you? Well, it is kind of scary.
I am kind of nervous. I just feel like I'm going to have like a big jug of liquor in my hand wandering the street. I'm going to turn around and be like, you're gone. And then I'm going to be like, where am I? And then all these
symbols
just
start. You're worried about me being gone. So you're worried about your autism kicking in or your, what's it called?
Neuroatypicalism.
Yeah, your neurodivergent.
Yeah, something or whatever. Like that.
Well, don't you have something like a sensory issue?
Probably. I think it's the
sensory
sound.
Pride.
I wore earplugs the entire show last night and I could still hear everything. And I was like, this is too loud.
Actually, I realize as I'm getting older that things
District
are
West
too loud.
Is too loud. Like, period.
A lot of things are too loud. A lot of things.
Your mouth is too loud.
Your fucking attitude.
You're too loud. People. Now, so New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Everyone needs to come down
New
to
Orleans,
French Quarter
New
and buy me a hurricane. And
well, just one because you'll black out after this. We really want to just try some of the cuisine. If you know anybody down there, let them know that we're coming. And if they find us, we'll give them a kiss. Oh, I did write a reminder for all of our listeners. And I don't know if you want to go ahead and just touch on that really quick. But the reminder is...
Okay. So the reminder is
we're not going to call out any names, right?
We're not going to call any names. But there's some educated people that I know asking me if gay people can get married in Ohio. This has been two times in the past year. Very highly educated doctorate degree people.
I as well have been asked
me,
that.
Uh-huh. Oh, you have too in the past year?
In the past you can get married, right? Or
no.
Is that legal?
Someone was like, oh, are you married to Matt? I'm like, yeah, that's why I have a ring and that's why I said husband. They were like, you can get married in Ohio. And then just this past week, someone asked me, so is gay marriage legal in Ohio? Like, can you get gay married in Ohio? I was like, yes. And there is a 2015 Supreme Court decision, Obergefell, that legalized gay marriage in every state.
And he's from Ohio, just
every
in case you want to know a little fun fact.
Both of these people were from Ohio. And right. I was like, yeah.
So this is
Obergefell. I thought
no,
you meant
but
the,
yeah, but
the people
but it's still,
asked, yeah, yeah.
But it's still a concern.
It's
that
still
makes
concerning.
You even more concerned because you're an Ohio citizen for your life and you don't know what's going on in your own state. But let's talk about federally. But it just federally,
it is legal in every state. Now,
if that got knocked down, wouldn't it then automatically be illegal then back here because we don't have it legalized statewide?
Then it would come back here. You couldn't get married in Ohio. But because of that law they passed last year where they were all patting each other on the back, the legislatures and the federal government are like, we did it. Congress passed a same-sex marriage bill to protect same-sex marriage. It doesn't force the states, though, to recognize it. It just means if someone is married in another state, gay married in another state, every state has to recognize that marriage.
Interesting.
But Ohio wouldn't because Ohio has a constitutional amendment still on the Constitution.
I'm over it.
That bans same-sex marriage.
I'm over Ohio.
So, yeah, you couldn't get married in Ohio, but you would still be recognized if you got married in another state. If Obergefell's
here's
overturned.
Here's an idea. Just shut the fuck up.
It's so exhausting.
God, it's
and
so tiring.
I think after we've legalized like weed and abortion in Ohio, I'm like, just, you know what?
Just shut up.
Let's put it up for a vote again.
Ballot.
Let's put it on the ballot. I think it would pass.
Actually, now
I think
we would do it now.
I think we could get same-sex marriage into the Ohio Constitution for sure.
I think we could too.
Yeah, I think it would pass. I mean, even
especially now when it's hot.
If all the people like voted
if
for pot
voted for
and
pot,
abortion,
they're going to be voting
abortion
for
abortion in Ohio. Passed. Yeah,
isn't it sad there's two different sets of people. There's like the people who like. I mean, it's just so
the normal
sad
people
to me.
And then the annoying fucking
right.
people.
Literally, I'm higher
and they
than
know
hell right
they
now.
They know they're annoying too.
Because I'm skinny.
Yeah. Yes, actually.
Oh, fuck.
Do you need a breather?
I just need to take a moment. Okay.
Do you need a Miller Lite, probably?
No. No, I'll be sick. I'll be sick, because guess what? I'm an Ozempic little whore.
Down.
A little slutty Ozempic bitch, and I lost 9 pounds this week. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that update.
Yeah, and I can't drink alcohol.
So you really did lose 9 pounds very quickly, though. I would note that. It was about a week.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been eating more than 1,600 calories. So, I mean, I have
and
been.
And for you, that's like half of what you need.
Literally. I
your
was
body
eating,
probably takes over 3,000 a day.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
I'm definitely like cutting everything in half.
Because like teeny tiny people are 2,000. So you're probably.
Yeah.
So you're losing every day. You're like.
Losing a pound
in
probably.
A negative. Well, I think 1 pound of fat is like 3,000 some calories. So like you are probably every.
Yeah. And I have the
day and a half
and the lipozemo.
Oh,
whatever.
You have
it's
that.
Eat,
I didn't even think
eats
of that.
Fat cells.
I need that.
But actually, that's what you should do.
Yeah, I'd rather just have
because it doesn't get you sick, but it still gives you like a fat burning mentality, if you will.
Congratulations about that.
Thank you.
Okay.
So professional. Thank you. Now back to you.
I was like, thank you. Greasy foods.
Yeah, I can't eat greasy food. No, that was supposed to. It's not.
I know it's too late.
No, okay. So the next one number is three. What you said to me the other day, which I don't understand. Well,
all right.
You just think I'm some trash.
Okay. Let's be honest here. I'm over at Bobby's house. Bobby has chicken noodle soup out with not a lot of broth in it. It's mostly just shredded chicken, which is why he's the size he is. And I literally am like, oh, okay, so that's soup. And he's like, yeah, it doesn't have a lot of flavor. And like Michael's looking at him and he goes, you could just throw a bouillon cube in it. And I was like, a bouillon cube?
Bouillon?
You're just going to throw it in the yep. dish and then microwave it or something?
It heats up and it disintegrates.
So I said, you look like someone who would eat a bouillon cube. And you admit the truth.
So think about
think
ramen,
of all the flavor.
Like ramen noodles.
I mean,
that's a bouillon cube, but it's powdered.
I think I would eat a bouillon cube. Like, I don't want to.
Honestly,
I don't want to admit
it's a little bit
it,
salty. Like, it's a little bit.
It's umami. There's probably so much MSG in it.
Oh, that's what I was actually thinking.
That's probably why I like it.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, fucking love MSG.
Isn't that weird? Like, no MSG. I'm like, why?
I like made an omelet the other day and just sprinkled MSG in it, and it was so much better.
Wait, why though?
It just gives it more depth of flavor.
Oh, I like that. MSG. But then it makes you tired, though.
It does?
That's why they said no MSG.
No, that's because of racism. So they were against Chinese people, Asian people, obviously. So they just acted like MSG was causing
it makes you tired.
Every problem in the world, even though it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It
oh,
gave
how
some people headaches.
Okay.
This was like an Asian scare project. They literally
well, it worked in Georgia.
They targeted MSG, and it's like a few people got stomach cramps and headaches after eating MSG at Chinese.
MSG probably saved
like literally
like,
a few people.
It's like natural semaglutide. Everybody's like, don't use it. We got to fatten them up.
Oh.
And yeah, I mean, I'm on a full conspiracy kick. Have you heard about the
Same.
Movie that's on Netflix with Julia Roberts? Kind of on a Julia Roberts kick.
I'm noticing something about you. Are you straight?
I'm turning straight. The simple to, not
or just
to,
a 90s gay.
I'm a 90s gay. I act straight,
you
but
barely
I really
survived AIDS. What is it called?
Leave the World Behind. If okay. you haven't seen it, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it's you should watch it.
Brief summary. I mean, one
brief summary
sentence.
Is hacked.
Okay.
complete utter meltdown.
Ooh, okay, that's
and
scary.
What you would do in that situation.
Oh, sort I don't like of. That. Is it a movie or a series?
It's a movie.
Okay, good. Yeah,
but people are mad at the ending, and I'm not going to say why. Oh, but
no, fuck it,
fuck them. But yeah, so I never ate bouillon cubes, by the way.
Let's just clarify.
But remember,
did you ever go to Disney as a child?
Right, that's the same, but that's in the same vein.
It is. For me, it's like...
You're like, Disney, bouillon cubes, it
for
makes sense.
For me, I think what I'm saying with bouillon cubes is I feel like it's like lazy.
Poor person
like,
soup?
Yeah, like as a kid, I thought it was like... If my mom added a bouillon cube to something, I would be like, you can't get the flavor the natural way. You have to add a little cube.
Yeah, I definitely have to
and
add
so
a cube.
And so I like... I mean, you but can now add as like, an adult, I'm like, add two.
Literally, soup is like, water with like pepper in it.
That's it. It's salt water. It's just salty
What's
water.
The yellow, though? Why is it yellow? That's my
that's
question.
That's the chicken lipids, the fat from the chicken, I think.
Oh, ew. I it's thought it was like a spice.
Well. I don't know which one it would be. Maybe hurts. Yellow onion. What? Your stomach hurts
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I think from drinking water.
This is not worth
it. I can't wait.
Kids, it's not worth
it's
it.
It's worth it because when this bitch
don't
is
you love
skinny,
getting skinny, you can't drink water. Okay. Now,
I wanted to ask you, though, on the bouillon cube situation, is there anything that you've never or that you've eaten in your life that you never told or like that is like a secret? Oh, girl.
Wait.
Like, so as a kid, for example, like I can give mine. I used to love to take a bite out of Play-Doh or I used to. Put the this is so gross. Do you remember Silly Putty? I used to chew on Silly Putty.
Oh my god! Yeah. That cannot be healthy.
No, not at all. It's probably the way I am the way I am.
Plastics.
Did you ever taste glue? I did.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember glue.
I feel like I would.
Glue's not good.
No, it's not as good.
That
as I yellow, thought it was going to be.
That white Elmer's.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like cum, but it's not.
Why does Elmer's have like the market on melt like liquid glue? Is it horse? I think glue is horse.
It's like a horse
ground
hooves.
Horse hooves.
Horse hooves. I don't know how.
Horse hooves.
I think there's some horse hoove. I don't even know how that.
There's
fucking,
a character.
It's like Jello. Like what's Jello? I don't fucking know. Horse
no,
hoof.
It is horse. No, it's like cow knees and like it's gelatin.
Like cartilage.
Gelatin is cartilage. Like it's. So
but how
gross.
Does it make? Okay, I don't.
Because it's like the jelly in between the joints. So every time they kill a cow, they get the gelatin out of the joints
and they powder it up,
and the tendons and everything. Yeah.
I'm going to throw
it. They can dry it out and powder it up.
But how do you like who in the fuck in the world was like,
let's
I'm going to try this and put it in this little weird mix and it'll make it a Jello.
I'm sorry, but Jello is foul to me. I will never eat Jello. Oh. I don't care if I'm dying in a hospital bed. I will not
eat
Jello.
That's the only time I think of Jello is like hospitals.
The only people who should be eating Jello are people who are dying or people with no teeth. Like no one should be like, I like Jello. You know what? I want a Jello.
Well,
why
Jello
do you want
is a
cartilage?
Good, so Jello is a good
diet
fat
food.
Person. Yeah,
you would know.
No sugar.
Bouillon cube. Jello. I mean, just
Jello's
it's
in this.
Literally,
oh wait, Jello is in that same category.
And you were the person
you
who would take
go to Disney.
You would take Cool Whip free and put it on top of the Jello. Admit it. Cool Whip free.
Now,
I had a friend in high school who was like, Cool Whip free, 0 points. And they're fucking eating Cool Whip free. Like it's,
I'm realizing that Weight Watchers is kind of bad. Now that I've been tracking on MyFitnessPal and like looking at the real like macros.
Macros?
At the macros. Also, if you're a plastic surgeon, I'll be needing you in about 6 months.
So, if we got 9 pounds off in a week,
honey
this
body
is going to
be wait till New Orleans. I mean, I'm going to be so hot in New Orleans. And I don't even have to take off my shirt. I'll just take off my pants.
You can just wear like loose baggy shirts.
I'll just be like, come suck my dick and pull my.
And then pull your skin up to find it.
Oh, no.
There's just like a bib over your cock and you're
I'll
like.
I'll have to tape my fucking shit back.
No, they can do it while you're awake, too.
I always think that's really weird when you go to sleep
know,
and you're
like playing with
these
your
people have full control of my body.
When you're in your pile of Nidal, like think of that. Like
that's
your ass is in the air.
My asshole's
and they're
up.
Just like,
they're like, ew.
They walk in the room. They're like, oh, God.
Like, oh, fuck. Look at that ball sack and that little cock. It's like,
oh, yeah, because it was so cold in there. Like, I keep it frozen.
I know.
Mine will be, if I ever have a surgery.
No, it's terrible. It's like you go in this like room of like.
Oh, my God.
You feel like you're in like a fucking airplane. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like you're like in a fucking freezer or something.
You are
like
a
all
piece
metal
of
walls.
Me. You are
like,
a piece of, you are a slaughtered cow. You are, they're wheeling
like,
you
all
in.
All right. And they like put this bright, like these lights. And they're like. And you're like, okay. And they're like, all right, just start.
Count from 10.
Relaxing.
You're like, 10, 9.
Oh. And then I like thought I felt it, but then I was like, oh. And then I woke up and it was sitting, and I was sitting clothed.
I loved having my EGD. I woke up and I was like in the room laughing.
Wait, how did I get clothed? Did I dress myself?
Oh, that's weird.
Or did they dress me?
Ew.
They cannot have dressed me.
Oh my God. they dress you, but you don't remember. Maybe like it is. You were in like a weird.
Well, and I think
isn't that
with
weird?
Propofol though. I think that they can tell you to do stuff, and you'll actually.
I'm sorry,
do
propofol
it.
Is the best thing ever invented.
I know why Michael Jackson did it.
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine just being like, "Good night,
night," and it feels like
I just molested someone, but I won't remember it. Like
night, night.
That's why.
And then it's like, oh,
it's probably why he had to do propofol, like to forget everything he did.
I mean,
he just fucked a kid,
honestly. And this is going to be a controversial comment, but I'm glad he's dead because I don't want to see what he would look like now. Like, do you imagine that face then and then now? Like this is
Voldemort, but on a diet. Like disgusting. Diet Voldemort.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Not cute.
You wrote this, and I think this is interesting. We probably can't. I mean, I don't know if we can even. An observation.
I think it's true.
I mean, I feel like, well, maybe a lot of.
Let's see if they can reply. I feel like. Actually, yeah, this is based on no scientific evidence or even really too
any
very
evidence.
Much. Personal experience, but I feel like most they thems have IBS. I'm just gonna say that. I don't really I can't explain it.
I can't.
But I feel like there's that nervousness there.
Yeah,
there's that tummy.
I can tell you why.
I gotta go to the bathroom, and it's like
that's
right
why because they're so nervous to be themselves.
Yeah, that's probably why.
And that probably actually makes a lot of sense.
All right. If you're a they, them, call in and let us know.
Yeah. Do you have IBS? Let's do a poll.
Because I'm just half they and half he. So
and
I don't really have IBS.
I'm a he, them.
You're a he, him, fully. Actually, she, her.
This is going away, honey.
I know.
It's going to be really sad for you when you can't play with any of my... Well, you just play with my skin.
I know.
So also, I slightly remember this, but when you wrote, I was laughing at work when I saw this come across my text. I forgot that I played a real...
You played a role. You
I played
a role
at the Christmas party. I played a role that was, let's just say, award-winning.
Let's just say we needed a balloon. We needed a balloon to run across the top.
Oh, my God. Didn't they do that to her? Wait, did they do that to her? Why? I remember that. What? Oh,
they did do
stop
that
it.
To
Why
her.
Did they do that?
Like,
and then she's like...
They're like, leak, leak.
And she's like...
I am so excited for Stewie's first play.
Don't you think it's a little soon for a musical about Terry Schiavo?
Or too late?
Shh, it's starting.
Doctor, it's me, Michael Schiavo. How's my wife doing?
She's a vegetable.
I hate vegetables.
Don't worry about her, Mr. Schiavo. She's being kept alive by medical science.
Gee, look at all this stuff.
You use lawyers when you try to... Look over here, Terry. Terry, there you go. Can you follow that, Terry? There you go. Can you follow that at all, Terry?
Now, I have some...
So Bobby played Terry Schiavo at a Christmas party. He played the role.
I played the role and I won.
You actually did it so well that I looked over and I'm like, oh, you really are Terry Schiavo.
I literally...
You were like leaning back like...
And I was doing it on purpose. Like, I was laughing so... Fuck, I was so high. Like, first of all, I have no idea where the fuck I was. I was like...
I put eye drops in my eye, and he thought I was doing ketamine.
Yeah,
let's just say that. And I was like, I'm not doing ketamine in my eyeball.
I'm like, you guys are doing ketamine. I even pulled Michael aside and said, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I heard you talking to him. You're like, I don't know. Are they fucking doing ketamine? I can't believe it. I can't. And I was like...
I don't
like,
know why I would be mad at that either while I'm drunk, but...
You were high.
High, I mean, because I couldn't drink.
You were very high, yeah.
I was so high. My stomach hurt so fucking bad. It was just like a nightmare. So when you left, I left. I was like, bye.
Yeah,
like,
we both did leave at the same time.
There was a good group of people that left that first wave, and I'm glad I was one of
them. You were one of them, yeah.
Yeah, so. But yeah, so I decided to play my role as Terry Schiavo, and am I proud of it? No, but...
We did start thinking, what if Terry Schiavo was faking
that's
it?
That's what we were talking. That's what's making us laugh. Like, what if
we
she
started
was
laughing? We were like, what if she's faking it? And as soon as they leave for the day, she like gets up, takes a shower,
relaxes,
turns on her favorite show.
Yeah,
and
she's
it's like, just
like, yes. And then somebody walks in and she's like,
and they're like, why is she in the chair? Oh, the husband must have moved her. The husband put her in the chair.
I would be horrified if they're like, Bobby, can you just stay with Terry tonight? No.
Oh my God, no. I would never be in there alone with
her. Can you imagine?
First of all,
she's scary.
It is scary.
Because I don't know.
Because what if all of a sudden
she's like, yeah.
And just grabs your hand.
I would be so.
Oh, fuck. You're not supposed to be awake. No, no, no.
Oh, no, no, no. Like, I want you to wake up, Terry, but only during the daytime. And I'm not going to be spending the night in your room. Like,
in the daytime while there are other people there. Like,
I can't have her just come to and be like, hey,
Terry.
God rest her soul.
And how many other Terrys are there out there? That's the real horror show there.
Why are most Terrys? Terrys.
Terrys.
All right, let's do our fucking voicemail.
Okay, I have to get a refill.
You already drank two?
One.
I thought, oh, it's in there. Okay. Like, God.
Just because you can't have any.
I mean, I could, but it would just hurt.
Hello, greetings, cute boys. Sorry I've been in my A the past couple weeks.
Shame.
I freaking hurt my back hella bad at work for no good reason. Anyway, I'm healed, I'm back, and I am ready to call in
Rumble
with my questions. So this one might be a little bit awkward, so I'm just going to ask it.
Oh no, I'm nervous, okay.
Is there any way that The Miz would ever host a guest star on your podcast, and what the hell happened with you guys? Drama? Messy? Pet? Tummy? Bye.
Yeah, I was like,
Well,
okay.
Let's be honest.
I'll be honest.
Or you're not going to be honest. Are we going to?
No, I'll be honest. I'm going to start with, would he be a guest? I'm going to start with what happened.
Yeah, let's start with what happened, and then we'll be like.
So what happened was we all were really close. I mean, we did gain like a pretty decent friendship. I mean, it was the it was the pandemic, so we were all just like always video chatting.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It was so fun.
It was a lot of fun. And things started progressing with him that we disliked as far as.
Boundaries. There was just some issues with.
Some things. I don't want to get into his shit, but basically,
yeah, we don't have to get into his shit, but like you
dragging us into the shit.
We're not in a place to be able to handle some of the stuff that we were getting dragged into.
Right. So I don't want to worry about you across the country, but I want to make the comment that though, I mean,
we had a blast with
him. We had a great time with him.
We had fun.
Yeah. There's no ill will at all. It's just, it's very hard to. Yeah, be in this position.
It's hard to have a functioning friendship when
it's one's not really fulfilling their side of it.
Extreme to extreme. Yeah.
There was never just like a consistent, like, I'm good. It was like,
it's either great or.
And would he be a guest on the show? I mean, sure. It'd be kind of funny.
It would be good to catch up.
It would be. I don't think he would do it.
I don't think he would. But it would be fun.
But it would be fun.
Oh, okay, here's where we're at now.
I'd be nervous.
I would too.
Because I like him. Like, I still like him. Like,
he's funny.
He's a great guy. It's just, that was just one of those moments where I just couldn't do it anymore.
You were going through it too. That's the other thing.
You were going through it too. This is when we were all starting
to were all like having moments.
Well, this was COVID too.
It was COVID. We were all depressed. We were all going through it. And
we
then
just
it was
all
just,
were going through it.
Some of us can only handle what we can handle. Me included.
Right. And I got to a point where I was done.
You were like, I can't do this.
I couldn't
like,
do it
okay,
anymore.
And then we just won't.
And when I'm done.
Yeah, it's
I'm
true.
Fucking done. Like, it takes me a long time to get there.
I know.
But the minute I cut it, it's over.
It was so long for you to get there. And then finally, you're like, by the way, I can't do this anymore. I was like, okay.
Yeah, like I.
You're like, I'm quitting this podcast unless. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was very. I was getting very. My emotional. Like, I'd wake up with my stomach hurting.
Yeah.
Not because of semaglutide, but because of other people's problems. So anyway,
I like
that
it.
Answers your question.
Great voicemail. Good question.
Yeah, welcome back.
And actually,
Thatcher,
our new listeners should go back because we did a lot of funny episodes with Miz. Like a lot of episodes.
Well, a lot of people who hit that moment, they're like, whatever happened to the Miz? Or like, because it just kind of went from Miz to just boop. And we're like, up. And it was.
I know.
Thank you. I mean, and I didn't, you know, it's been 2 years actually, by the way, around this time. It was around Christmas.
Oh, that's weird. It's been this long.
Yes.
2 years.
We're so old.
I love it. Okay.
Okay. So I have a few things that I want to talk about, and I'm a little bit angry this week, and I feel like, well, first of all, before we even get to this Moms for Liberty shit.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the fact that our YouTube, we are very popular on YouTube lately, like extremely.
It's true.
But I think we need to call out some, not individuals necessarily, but.
Not directly, but.
The ones that like the comments
of you. Now, let's take a look at the comment. Face for radio.
Wow, they're so gay.
Yeah.
Like.
Seriously was commenting on like, wow, so you're just going to come on here and attack women. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh my God.
It's like, no.
They have no idea.
They don't know context either. It's like.
Is it the short little clips, maybe?
Yeah, it's, I mean, here's one that's.
I want to read some of these.
The joke one, everybody was so mad. Let's see what the Gen Zs say. Last week I wrote,
Yeah.
Also, Gen Z, ugly.
This was it.
What's going on with our skinny bone structure? I mean, so we question Gen Z.
Heaven forbid. Heaven forbid you question Gen Z. I'm so confused. Gen Z is probably the best looking generation. Hate seeing this from my community, a community I think very highly of. Gumdrop Daddy 4203. Like what? Y'all confusing, not entertaining or funny or cute. High end in poverty. Well, then someone else, you guys are considered old gays. Not an insult, but because you aren't a lot of actual old gays. Because there aren't a lot of actual ways being represented in media, being gay people, having the takes of Republican moms that feature on Fox News about how the kids need skinny jeans and are too ugly is demoralizing. Oh, it's him again. It's Gumdrop Daddy. If you have the time to comment two separate comments on the same little short clip, get a life.
Maybe you're not for us. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Two guys with faces for radio says ESS28700. Zero no profile yeah. picture. We know
I love
why.
When people call.
We know why. Pot meat kettle.
That's why they call them trolls.
Okay, but that's like your opinion.
To make fun of us, say like.
This same Gumdrop Daddy left a third comment. Just do a better podcast, really. Trying to get reactions and saying the same things as white women on TikTok will only get you as big as you currently are. You might as well act straight and start inviting women on just to bully them. Like this guy.
Wow.
This is hilarious to me. I love this person.
Like we call him like... Gumdrop baby.
You can't gum honey.
Gumdrop bell.
Honey, you have two subscribers. Like, let's check out.
Let's also decide, like, honey, you commented three times.
Yeah.
All you're doing is helping us, by the
literally,
way.
Literally, you're only boosting us on the algorithm. So you're like, thank you, Gumdrop
thank
Daddy.
Thank you, Gumdrop Daddy. Also, what's with the name, Dad? D.
I can just picture the shape of you. Okay.
It's definitely an eight.
And it's not
like the shape of an eight, like a what, like a I don't know.
Yeah. Moms for Liberty.
So there was some.
What's going on with this? Because I saw a little like headline about this.
So Bridget down here. This is Bridget.
This is Bridget.
I'll post a picture.
Yeah, Moms for Liberty, Bridget.
You can read the first.
Okay, so people who don't know Moms for Liberty, it's a hate group.
Yeah, this is,
it's recognized as a hate group.
This is the top of your says.
It's a conservative advocacy group. Has been known for its stance against LGBTQ rights, particularly in the context of education and school policies. Right. They have been involved in efforts to restrict the discussion of LGBTQ topics in schools and have focused policies that are supportive of LGBTQ students and staff. Their activities are centered around parental rights in education, just the ones they like, not other parents, parents of queer kids. And they oppose what they view as a liberal or progressive educational standard and material. Okay.
So
this group goes around trying to take over school boards because they're insane. They say that, like, they want to ban every book that sexualizes children. They just make shit up. They're insane.
Because they say the word gay, they're like, it's sexual.
You know, like, the term Karen? Like, all the moms in Moms for Liberty are Karens.
Oh, and this bitch is the biggest Karen. This picture
of her. This Bridget is the biggest Karen of them all.
Fucking Bridget.
So what happened with Bridget?
So she was actually the co-founder of the anti-LGBTQ plus group, Moms.
Oh, she's the co-founder of the group.
Yeah.
Okay.
She resigned.
Huh.
Huh.
Wonder why she had to resign.
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because she's in a same-sex scandal with her husband.
Oh, my God.
There was another woman.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah. So the one that's going around banning all the LGBTQ things is sleeping with women. Oh, my God, Bridget. You should be asleep.
So the Moms for Liberty co-founder's husband was this...
It gets worse. I mean,
he's the chairman of the state Republican Party in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to make a note of him.
He has allegations of raping a woman who had previously planned a sexual encounter
with both of them.
He claims the encounter was consensual. The scandal has caused disarray in Moms for Liberty. Like, this is just so.
No, did you see the husband? No,
gay as fuck.
This is classic lesbian, classic gay.
No, she looks
pretty lesbian. Like no makeup lesbian.
She's a lipstick, non-lipstick.
She's a lipstick.
Lesbian.
Yeah, she's a pretty natural. She might like play tennis or something, but golf.
With that torso and those arms, this is not. Yeah, she's a lesbian.
So
now Ron DeSantis is calling for the husband's resignation.
But like, the thing is like
you really give a fuck about people raping other people, Ron.
And
like, why do the Republicans care? They I'm surprised they're not flocking to him and like, yeah, good job.
This is the same bitch that is going around to these school boards saying this needs to be banned. That gay people are terrible.
Queer people are grooming our children and are evil. They're causing all sorts of problems. Meanwhile, her husband is raping her lesbian lover. What? But yeah. We're the problem.
But we're the problem.
We're the problem.
But mommy, you literally were preaching against it and then you were eating pussy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's like,
for me,
of course.
There's a lot. This is what I'm really upset about this week. And when I said I'm going to go off.
Well, it is an all woman group. So what do you expect?
I mean, some lesbians.
Let's get some moms together.
Oh, God.
Eating
each other's pussies. So we move on to another controversy with the Republican Party, and that is that there's claims that Pornhub is converting straight men to be gay. Just read it. I wrote it for you to read.
So there's a pundit named Michael Knowles, and he's claiming Pornhub is inserting gay and trans themes into mainstream porn content to convert straight men. He bases his claim on a video by Sound Investigation, which alleges Pornhub's parent company, Alo, pushes gay and trans actors in straight content. Knowles interprets this as grooming and a conspiracy to turn straight men gay or trans. Knowles urges political action against Pornhub.
So I watched the actual video. Do you want to, like, I found it.
Yeah, give me a little concept.
So here's what way that I got, somebody went undercover. No, don't worry. We're going to get into Michael Knowles here in a second, honey.
First of all, gay face. Like, you just said it.
Turn the page.
I can't fuck.
Girl.
This is the guy who's like.
Oh, it gets better.
You know why he's doing this? He probably got caught by like his wife or girlfriend with like gay porn up on Pornhub. And they're like, why is there gay porn on Pornhub? He's like, they're pushing it to make me gay.
It gets so much better. It's like. Okay, it's like,
tell me.
Dumb.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Now, let me see. Let me find it again. Michael Knoll. Oh, yeah, here it is.
How easy is it for like an underage person to view the site?
Just go to the site.
No, she didn't say Pornhub.
Let's say you're 12 years old. You're still figuring out your sexuality, maybe even your gender. Wouldn't it be helpful to see, not a celebration, but just like maybe a normalization of something that you think is what you want, you know? Probably helps a lot. Let's say I was 12 and I saw like Trans Angels, I saw all these different sites. It would help me figure out what I do like and what I don't like.
I need to try to push stuff that's more less accepted. Like putting a trans male or a trans female in a scene, you wouldn't get that on a normal mainstream site. So test it out. See if you get a bigger audience with it. See if you can convert somebody, right? Like maybe somebody who's never looked for anything like that might find it interesting and click on it.
True.
Same thing for okay. Bi stuff.
That's how to drive traffic to your site if you're
so
trying.
So then this Michael Knowles takes it and says, they're converting our children and converting. No, it's called a conversion rate.
I like how they were talking about their personal experience at 12. Yes, they would have looked at that and been like, wow, that's what I want.
It's a conversion rate. It's not a converting. It's a conversion rate. It's a business talk. This person was undercover in a bar. And I can guarantee you that. I mean, first of all, the question is, is it easy to get on? How do you get on the site?
What do you mean, how do you get on the site? You click a button.
Have you
type.
Ever been to Google? Have you been to X?
You
have
can you
been
go anywhere? To any of these websites.
Anywhere.
Like, what are they asking that for?
I know.
It's so, like, how dumb are you?
Well, they're dumb. Because then this Michael Knowles motherfucker. Okay. Now, this guy, like, so anyway, if you're straight and you're going to be gay, like, I personally believe that U.S. Americans, such as the straight conservatives.
I don't think they really exist.
I think everyone's gay. Sorry, I'm going to say it right the fuck now. I think everybody is
the really
gay.
Conservative.
And I do make points, but maybe before
make some points, honey.
Something to say about
Let's
this.
Make some fucking points.
Gay face. I mean, fully gay face, first of all, this Michael Knowles.
Yeah.
We're going to get into him because there's more to him than you'll ever. So, for me, and I don't know about you, but like I never clicked on gay porn sites when I was growing up because I was scared shitless. So I was watching straight porn and I'm gay. So the whole theory they try to push is like, if they're around things like that, they're going to be that. Well, no, because I was around straight everything and I'm here I am. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, We didn't see that at all growing up. I don't think it existed as very
gay
much.
Porn.
Yeah. I mean, it was out there, but it was like,
but it wasn't on the internet.
It wasn't the first thing on the internet.
Yeah, it was definitely it was probably not the dark web.
Yeah, it was like harder to find. But they do make good points. Like, I think we need to stop imagining
sex is one thing. Like,
as that 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds aren't thinking of sex.
I just wrote that.
Because it's like a little weird to me that they're like, well, you have to be 18 to know that you want this or that.
Girl,
and like, you have to be 18 to view these sites. Like, I wanted to look at porn when I was 14, 15.
Yeah, like,
turned out fine. I mean,
well,
by my standards.
By our standards.
But it's weird to me that they think, like, kids do not imagine sex at all, that they're not sexual beings. Like, they're going through puberty.
These are the same people that will say that, but they were the ones that were caught, like, molesting some girls in high school when they were in high school.
They're the coach. They're the football coach going in fucking a cheerleader. And it's like, and that actually happened in my high school.
Now, this is the point that I kind of wanted to make this down, and I need you to read it because I can't read right now.
Yeah, no.
I can't see. My glasses are off.
There's no way.
It's on the, yeah.
Okay, this one here?
Yeah, the bottom one.
Okay. Observing how conservative circles often interpret religious texts, it seems they overlook a critical point. These texts often depict a deity seemingly more focused on men, using women primarily for childbearing and unfairly burdening them with the blame for men's actions. It's an angle worth pondering over, especially in discussions about gender roles.
Wait, there's a video I have to play before that one gets read.
It's like,
wait, is that? I'm like, it's oh, right now, but I'm trying to figure out what this has to do.
I was like, what does that have to do with anything?
What does it have to do with anything? I have a video.
Yes, motherfucker.
Okay, so this was stapled in the wrong order, really.
Okay.
So let's just talk about Michael Knowles. Michael Knowles, he's only like 32 years old. He's got like his podcast. He's really, I'm going to play some clips for him.
Yeah, I need to see some of this. He was raised in a strict Catholic family.
Makes sense. And
initially doubted his faith before experiencing a reconversion at Yale University.
Yeah. Which means he doesn't believe in God, but he's
pretending
this
for money. Yeah.
This is him. Now tell me. Now look. Notice
to expand the palate, I suppose. Of the customers. I can't believe they're admitting this.
I know. I mean,
So this is the bitch that
is music.
I used to take 10 dicks at once, but I can't believe that.
Okay, we're not doing.
Wait till you see this shit.
I love this.
He's like a.
He's a.
You remember.
I know a lot of squishes aren't going to want to say it. Homosexual adoption is a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea, and it's, I think, just simply unsupportable. You can't.
I would never do it with my boyfriend.
You remember
this is what I want to tell you about.
Transgenderism must be eradicated.
Turns out that man was in a movie in college, and I was thinking I'll play you a clip.
Oh my
that
god!
Was... Wow.
And have you not done?
Mind if we don't get into that?
He was in a movie.
Was in a movie, right?
So this Michael Knowles gets on TV and gets on these things and says all this stuff.
He was in a movie.
He was an actor, first of all. Honey, if you're going to acting school, you've definitely taken a dick. Sorry. No offense to our straight actors, but I think you have to
understand. We just saw the clip.
Right.
He had experience.
So I'm sitting here thinking, you literally filmed him. And then there's more to that, though. Like, I'll have to find the clips. But I saw him. It was like he's in his thong, and it's like it's insane.
This is scandalous.
It's so scandalous. But I'm like, again, this goes to like the mom's liberty people, and it's like, are you guys so motherfucking scared of your own selves and and God or whatever?
The answer is yes.
It is just
their problem is that, you know how we all got those feelings at some point of like, well, maybe I do like that. Maybe I am like this. Maybe I do like this. Maybe I want to try that out. And some of us go and explore and do those things and then learn we shouldn't be feeling guilty about it. They're the type of people who have that thought of like, maybe I like that. And they're like, no, you're not allowed.
You don't like
that's
that.
That's their head. And so then they get mad and take that out on other people who
it's
are
American
living
Beauty.
Their lives. Yes. Oh, it is like American Beauty.
The dad, psychopath, military, guns, all the stuff.
He wants to take a dick.
He wants a dick. And then when he gets turned down, he kills him.
I know.
That's
way to ruin the movie.
Don't ever. I mean, it's from 1990. Like at this point, if you haven't seen it. Now, I remember what this line was about. I don't think anybody straight was the point. And then I said, look at God and look at the Bible. Like,
yeah,
if you look at the Bible, like they hate women. They use women. They blame women for everything. They don't want them to speak. So like you can still procreate and be a homosexual.
Who brought original sin into the world? Eve. And like from the very beginning, it's been a patriarchal, misogynistic religion.
So tell me,
yeah,
God. Okay.
Right. And he's always a man. He's always father. He's never
a
woman.
He's a man. And he had, and then he brought himself down as human form and had 12 homosexuals around a table with him breaking bread and drinking wine. Sorry.
Gay face.
Oh, that's the other thing. Another gay story. Now, this is why I put this in here. This was on like the Advocate today. Basically, Father Mark Payne, a Wisconsin priest, was suspended after a conservative Catholic publication revealed his alleged long-term relationship with another man. Payne had been living with the man since 2003 and even hired him as a middle school theology teacher. You know,
media posts depicted them as a romantic couple attending pride events and gay bars. The Archdiocese of Milwaukee put Payne on administrative leave and launched an investigation into the allegations.
Now, I want you to remember this.
So, but like, there's pictures of them like as romantic couple attending pride events in gay bars.
I know. So he like, must
so like
have
he was
lived,
very clearly like,
I think he might've lived like outside
in a different area. Okay.
Something was different about the social media. Like they didn't have the same names. It was probably like more private or like,
yeah.
But then I got to thinking,
hey guys, also six calling. I've called you guys before. I got a new situation to share with you guys.
How come I can't?
So my partner and I were planning a trip to a town in Ohio, and he has a couple of friends that live there. And the thing that's, I guess, not making me well is that after that encounter, I found out that he is he's a priest. So that was a bit of a shocker.
Oh my God.
So I guess he's been on the down low, and he spends time with his boyfriend whenever he's not at the church and whatever, you know, whatever he chooses to do.
Wow.
Now, even though this rendezvous was in some town in Ohio, that doesn't mean that priests from Wisconsin can't drive from some town in Wisconsin to some town in Ohio and meet a couple boys from some other town.
How many gay priests are there?
There can't be many. And if he was that out, like, I mean, or are they all gay?
Or can they?
Or can we just stop playing the fucking games here?
This is my point. Growing up, I was like, I remember asking even in like fifth grade, like, so they're all celibate. So
they
don't have sex at all. And like my theology, celibate means no sexual relationships. I was like, all of them are celibate?
They're not. And they're thinking
and
about
like, they're not because they fuck little boys. So
the sad part is the church drives them. And well,
yeah,
it's their choices, but
yeah. They're so guilty feeling, or they're so,
it's so
creepy.
Crazy. It's so crazy. It's like somebody one day decided being gay is bad, and everybody decided
literally.
That and then now it's a thing. But really, like before that moment, it was fine.
It was fine.
It was fine. So these fucking priests, I'm telling you what, I want to know how many motherfucking priests have I met out on like vacation?
I'm trying to think like,
remember I said I wanted to fuck a priest? What if I have?
I have met some very attractive priests before.
Oh, and some of them are super
hot. Some of them,
hot.
Like, I kind of
the Latin ones.
Would make eyes with. Like, they kind of knew I was gay as a kid, and I would be like,
Father of Christ.
I have some sins to confess.
I love when they used to, like, he'd be like, how are you doing?
As soon as they touched me, I was like,
I'm like, is that what the hand of God feels like? It would give me a little chills, like, oh, I'm good.
Oh, my pussy.
Just whisper in my ear.
Girl.
It's like the time I was on top of that fucking army sergeant or whatever, and my dick was like, I think, getting hard, and I was like six.
But that, if I did that right now.
I can literally think
of it. If I did that right now, my first.
I remember the feeling.
Oh, I remember.
That's how strong it was, and I was six.
Oh, I remember.
But don't worry. I watched gay porn and became
gay. And that's why Pornhub did it. Pornhub made you gay.
They brainwashed me because they showed me a trans woman.
It's like you were six and you saw a hot army sergeant. And you were like touching his shoulder and
there
jerking off.
There is an obsession of straight men with trans women. And I just want to make that a very clear comment as well.
So, okay. This is a shout out. We have to do this to Trina Wintour.
Tarana.
By the way, she's out opening for Mateo Lane in Vancouver right now.
Oh, okay. Like, that's why she's naked
she's
in the hotel.
Traveling. No, she's traveling the country.
I'm not actually a fan.
That's Trana's voice. So, but Trana posted on her story something about like how there's this guy who messaged her and was like, you made me realize that I'm actually just a straight man because I can be attracted to trans women. And I also want to suck you off. So, like, can you imagine? Like,
hi, gay.
It's both like, but weird, it's interesting, and cute,
but
and
also
good,
it's real though.
Strange,
but also it's kind it of following real. The pattern of it's like, so, like
it's like yeah,
you're a woman.
You are attracted to women. I'm you are straight. A straight man. Just because a woman has a penis doesn't mean you're not straight. You're still straight. It's fine. And like, I love how these straight guys get so in their head, like they have to be, they can't be gay. They can't be gay. They got to be straight.
They can call themselves straight.
I don't care if the woman has a dick. I'm still straight. And it's like, okay,
she still
fine.
Wears makeup.
It's like, whatever you want. You're still straight. Of course you are. Sure.
How about you're just fluid?
How about it doesn't matter?
Stop, yeah. How about we stop?
How about literally you're just attracted to someone? Like, go for it.
If you want to suck a dick, suck a dick. If you want to eat a pussy, eat a pussy. If you don't want to do anything, we don't need you on our flag.
Oh my.
Sorry,
the flag
asexuals.
Is getting very crowded.
It's like, too crowded. I'm sorry.
The last time I looked at the Progress Pride flag, and now there's like the yellow and the purple circle.
No.
It's like, what are we going to add next? What
gay
are we
Catholics
adding next?
Color. It's like, I
don't know.
Chubs.
Arrow ace. And I know.
I can't do it.
Like,
sorry.
I get it, but
I don't get it. I'm tired. Like, it's not even a thing anymore. Like, you're just making up shit just because you are different.
You sent me that clip of the person who's like trigender or whatever the fuck.
I remember that's what I was talking about last week, and that was the actual video.
And the common thread there is they're all neurodivergent.
Like, I'm telling you,
that's the common thread. Is like, I don't know if it's really about sexuality anymore. I think it's about like how they process things. Because like the trend is there.
I agree, and they all have IBS.
If they're they, them, he, she's. Take a look at what's
under the hood.
Yeah. I just think that there's something connecting it all. Like,
no,
I really feel like
and then a non-comedic,
I don't even care.
Non-offensive
like,
way.
I just feel like
I do feel like there
that's
is.
How I felt at the drag show last night.
Which I wanted to ask you about that. You went to a Monday drag show.
I went to a Monday night drag show.
Who'd
and
you see?
It was two queens from season 12 of RuPaul.
Oh my fuck.
Jackie Cox of Jan Sport. Jan Cox and Jackie Sports. And I don't play the sports. So, they came to do like a Christmas special, and Jan Sport really shouldn't be singing.
I think she tried to sing in her season and everyone made fun of her too.
They did. And I know why. Because
like she can't hold a pitch.
The notes are not there. The pitch is not there. The pitch is tumultuous.
I feel like she might be a smoker.
Oh, she sounds like a smoker. But the best part is like, so I'm trying to like watch my friend who's taking too many shots, and they're at the bar and she's like getting some more shots. So I was like, I better go over there. I wasn't even paying attention to the fact that like Jan Sport was in the audience, like walking from the stage to the bar area to like sing. And so I just started walking and I ran into Jan Sport. I was like, oh, sorry. And then I was like, and then I like saw my friend. I was like, Are you okay? Okay. And then I like went back to my seat and the whole audience was like glaring at me. And I was like, I didn't know that they were in the fucking audience. Like,
right.
I can't even walk around. What if I had to pee?
This is what
Jan Sport's in the audience. Like, I don't give a fuck. It's a Monday. You're touring and you're doing a Christmas show on a Monday.
In Ohio.
Like, that's all I have to say. Monday.
Now, you were there.
I was there and I left early because it was terrible.
It just, to me, screams.
It was terrible. Desperate.
Just desperation. And I don't understand why we went
from. These queens are like in their 40s and they're traveling the country and they're in Columbus, Ohio on a Monday.
Now, Jackie Cox has a big dick and like.
Oh,
spares.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, that is cheers for you. You should have been there.
I decided.
You wouldn't have fit.
No, not yet.
No, it's jam fucking packed. They're like, how many tables can we book?
And I'm but just, what I don't understand
I forgot I booked a
table. What happened in the good old days when you're just drinking your Long Island and all of a sudden the queen comes up, does two songs and gets off and the rest of the day, then you dance and then come back on and do another number and you're
this
so
was
pumped
these
up.
These two queens with a whole fucking
having
it was a
blast.
It was just a show. It was a show. They were trying to act in between.
So they
songs.
Were like Benda LaCreme and
it was
Jinx,
acting.
But like the minor
like
leagues.
Jinx was good. Like not like
no.
Jinx. Yeah, this was not
this
Jinx.
Is the minor leagues. Everybody's trying
Jinx
to do that.
Is like,
everybody's trying to do the so Jinx and De La Creme.
I didn't know they did a okay.
They do like a Christmas thing and obviously if Jinx is there, it's gonna be good.
Well, we went to Jinx's show. Jinx can actually sing and perform.
When you
and it's funny.
I mean
stage presence.
And that's why she was at
these
a different
two,
venue.
It was kind of like
that's why she was
and
at
that's
a,
why she had a real theater.
Yeah, she had about thousands of people versus 100. And 100 maybe.
I know, and Virginia kept being like, sold out. I'm like, I mean, there's 50 people here.
Where's Nina?
Like, I know. Where's Nina?
Where's Nina when you need her?
That's all you... Literally, that's all I keep thinking is like,
honestly, she was what
I told my friend that last night. I was like, it's remember, not the same. They're like, you haven't been to a Christmas show here. And I was like, I haven't been to a Christmas show since Nina was at Axis.
Yep.
And they were the best fucking Christmas shows. They were so funny. They were so irreverent. Like, they made fun of everything.
It was great. It went from Halloween to Christmas.
And we would just be like, Christmas, Halloween, Christmas, Easter.
I mean,
that 4 or 5 month period
was. God bless you, Nina. We need you back.
And it was back when you would get a table, you'd sit on your little high top stool, you'd have 5 buckets and a round of shots.
Yeah, you'd be blacked out. Those
shows were so fucking good.
Now, was it our age or is it?
No, I think because when you looked at the tables around us, it was every age.
It was actually older.
Now at District West, I'm looking around, it's like all 20 to 30 or no, like yeah. 18 to 25 yes, year old they them.
Young.
And it's just like you look around, you're like, that's it. This is Gen Z now. Whatever.
They're taking over.
Go ahead.
Have fun on your Monday nights.
You can have it based on what I saw last night.
I just, to me, like, can we just go back to the old days where it's not a ticketed event and like a program? Like,
you guys are the old gays. I was like, okay.
I can't believe we got called old gays on YouTube, by the way. I mean, I don't really care.
YouTube is filled with the worst.
You guys are like
people.
The older gays, and a lot of older gays don't make it this far in podcasting. What do they say? I was like, oh my God.
I was like, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong, but you're not right.
Now, Instagram settings.
I didn't know what you were
going to. Okay. I wanted you to get out your Instagram real quick.
Now, is this like, could this be a sundry?
Yeah, this is a sundry.
So you want to do sundries?
Yeah, sundries.
Sundries. Okay.
You can do yours first if you want.
I think I already did this on Twitter, maybe. Okay.
So my sundry is the fact that Instagram is hiding content from you on purpose.
That's what Twitter did too.
And showing you content you don't even want to see or follow. And so go into settings.
I think I already.
Let me see. Well, let me just do it for you.
No.
So we go into here. Okay. We go into settings and privacy. Yours is set up different. Okay. So then we come into here and we go to content preferences. Okay. You've snoozed this, which is smart. Let's see what you have here.
I changed it to show more.
Okay. Good. Okay. There's another one though, too. There is this one, which you haven't done. Fact checking. Content reduced by fact checking has been reviewed by independent fact checkers and found to contain false or partly false information, altered content, or missing context. Especially what I've noticed in the past couple months, they are hiding Palestinian content. They're hiding videos and calling it like, well, this can't be verified or this is too violent. So go into this setting. Don't reduce. This content might not be lower in feed, so you're more likely to see them. We may also show a notice with more details on the bottom of this content or as overlay. You could see more content that's false, altered, or partly false. Like, fuck off. I don't want Instagram's fact checkers to be censoring me.
So now if I refresh, is it going to be different?
You'll see different videos.
I'll start seeing.
You'll see videos where you're like, oh, wow, so that's actually what's happening. They hide shit under this whole idea of fact checking. They will hide shit from you because they're like, oh, well, our fact checkers don't believe it's true.
This is unfucking real.
That's my sundry. Is we don't even realize, and I didn't realize until a friend showed me. I was like, Sabrine, wait, what? She's like, yeah, if you like click this off, you'll actually see more content. And I've clicked it off, and in the past week, I've noticed a big difference.
Wow.
That it's just shit that they don't want you to see because they're like, oh, no, the world order is being upended. Oh, fuck. Like, I'm ready, by the way. I fully feel like this country is done.
I know. I'm ready to get I need at least an RV so we can hop in it and go. Like, if the time comes, we got to go.
Like, we got
to there's no fucking around. Like, we need to be ready to go. Because I got to get out of this country.
Like, to Canada. Asylum, like, yeah. We're going to have to, like, drive asylum. Up. Like, yeah. We have to drive up to Detroit or something. Because, like, we got to get out. There's a bridge there. We got it in the northeast.
Bitch, I'm going straight to Winnipeg.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Because I'll go
up. We go out to Montana and just go. Yeah.
Let's go up the Great Lakes.
Okay.
Like, Minnesota.
Yeah. Okay, what's your sundry?
I don't know, because I was going to say something and now I forgot. I was going to say something and then I forgot, and I wrote in here something, but I don't want to say that.
Michael, now.
My sundry, I'm just going to go on the phone.
Yeah, I honestly think I know you have several. Like, you always do. What's something that's pissed you off today? Because you had some stuff, and you were texting me. You were like, I'm about to go off.
Well, I was...
Do you want me to read that to you?
It's the comments. Mm-hmm. It's the...
Yep. There's a few things I'm just so annoyed at, and the comment section on YouTube is so hysterical because they don't get it. Yeah, let's talk about the comments again, because we barely,
well,
like,
I mean, people don't get it, and people will, like, it's weird how many trolls there are. Actually,
unexpected
the whole
troll,
world is a troll, and we're all just, like, we all think somebody's running it, And nobody's running this. We're all kind of running ourselves, but we don't realize it until it's going to be too late. But I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm trying to get too
deep.
We're
all trolls.
We're all just trolls and reptiles, honestly. Like, why do I hate everybody? I hate everybody because...
How many puffs have you had? I feel like you... Oh, you have? I thought you just had like two at
the
beginning.
Yeah, and I lost 10 pounds, bitch. So like it's a little bit lighter.
10 pounds, bitch. The receptors in your brain should not have downregulated because you lost weight. Like alcohol, it's different. But
I know, but it kind of downregulated.
I'm so glad that's on tape. I kind of downregulated.
Regulated. Now, I don't know what my sundry... It was going to be so
fucking
good.
Do you really need a sundry?
Yeah, I do.
My sundry is coming unprepared to conversation.
Yeah, meanwhile, yes, I had 11 page like thing and I can't remember
what. I'm prepared to sundry.
I'm so tired of fucking people. I'm tired of Republicans. I'm tired of just like stay in your own fucking lane. I don't care if you call yourself a they, them. I don't care if you're a Republican, be honest. I don't really give a fuck what you're doing in your bedroom. I don't care what drugs you're taking. I don't care if you're drinking or not. I don't care if you're fat or you're skinny. I don't really care anymore about anything that you fucking, I don't care. God. Why do you care so much about where I put my dick? Where I put, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go create policies, and then you're going to be the one that's having a threesome with a woman, and you're a lesbian.
Like, if these Moms for Liberty people just stayed in their lane, I wouldn't care that they're having a threesome
with a woman. It's really Lesbians for Liberty,
It's Lesbians for Liberty. I don't care. Lesbians for Liberty. Ban a book.
Yeah,
whatever.
Like, I don't
care.
But
ban it in your own community and not in the school
community. Why don't
you
stop being a fucking little wussy ass bitch and actually just be yourself? Because it's really kind of embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for these people.
Another sundry, if you have gay face, just be gay. Like, I can't.
We know you're gay.
We know you're gay. If you have gay face, we know you're gay.
And you know what gay face is. And I'll put up a few examples right now.
I think every man who has gay face knows he has gay face. So these ones that are like, I'm straight and I just can't believe that Pornhub would try to convert me.
But
it's like,
where's my retinol? It's like,
honey, you have gay face. You've always had it.
Gay face.
Suck a dick. We know you want
to. It's in the smile. It's in the eyes. You know it when you see it. It's deadpan obvious.
Fuck deadpan. Okay. And that's been another episode of Not Well. Please give us a call at 614-721-5336, 614-721-5336.
And if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
So does that cancel the episode? We've said a lot of mean things.
Probably then.
Okay, cancel the episode.
And thank you. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Jim.
Why does my stomach hurts too? I think I gotta poop.
I know. Something's happening. I'm feeling a grumble too.
Yeah, like maybe it's just time to eat.
To eat.
Okay.